strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 5th. It's not August, it's September, guys. Oh boy, what are we doing with our lives? It's almost over here. With me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing amazing. September, double eviction day, Jessica eviction day. Things honestly couldn't be better to as we're starting to wind down on Big Brother 21. Very excited for tonight.
Yes, double eviction day today. We've got a double eviction coming. First person we're likely losing in the double eviction is, in fact, Jess, which we will talk about. And then there's lots more to update in terms of who else is going to be the target tonight and what we are looking at here in the double eviction. It's going to be a big one because it's really going to decide the trajectory of the rest of the game between which side is going to be competing with Cliff and Nicole for the ultimate Big Brother 21 victory here. So
now, but here's my question before we actually get started with everything.
Okay.
Is just how is it that every time I think we've talked about this before, but how is it that every time the double eviction is coming, all of a sudden they are talking about it, they know about it, they don't know about it, but they know about it. And we've could have had like a double eviction last week, the week before. But all of a sudden, they're talking about it way more yesterday and the day before than they were in any other previous week.
Well, for about 3 or 4 weeks in a row, they had been talking about a double eviction a lot. And then like 2 weeks ago, they finally stopped talking about double evictions. And then there was a conversation between Nicole and Tommy earlier this week where they were like, wait, there hasn't been a double eviction yet. But if there's going to be, it has to be this week. They've never done a double eviction to Final Four, right? So, and I think that's kind of what got the ball spinning here.
Right. So the disrespectful double eviction that Tommy has been dreading is finally here. So
yes, Eternal points out. Remember, they used to call it the double a limb. It's coming. You need to prepare for the double a limb.
Yeah.
That's what Jack would call it.
All right. Well, it's finally here. So I guess they're ready for it. We're ready for it. Time to get some people out of the house. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. It was day 78 in the Big Brother 21 house. And if you recall from yesterday, we do have Jackson's the HOH. Cliff and Jess are on the block. And Jess, Christy, and Tommy had made a big pitch, a big move forward with Nicole to try to get her to keep Jess and evict Cliff. And Nicole was buckling under the pressure, talking to the cameras about like, why am I always in the middle? Why is it always come down to me? This is like, I got stuff to think about. You know, it did seem like she was still pretty firmly in Cliff's corner, but the door was open there that Nicole was thinking about these things. She was in a lot of turmoil. And so she wakes up this morning and she says to the cameras, she's very scared. She's very scared. She's studying her days a bit in the competitions. And she's thinking, like, she's just sitting there and thinking for a while. And she finally goes, all right, here's the thing. If myself or Cliff had won the veto, the noms would have stayed the same. Jess would have gone home, and I'll feel less guilty for not winning the veto if Jess goes home. But if I sent Cliff home, I'd feel very guilty for not winning that veto, because if I had won it, then he wouldn't have gone home. So if I compare the two, Jess, you know, and Jess was always closer to Kat than me, and she sat me in that bathroom and a couple days ago and said she doesn't think I'm loyal, she doesn't think she can trust me, she was crying to me about it. Then yesterday she tells me I'm her person. Like, am I though? Like, Cliff could be screwing me over, but he's never given me a reason to doubt him, so I think I need to talk to Cliff. I need to make sure he is not going to nominate me as a pawn if he wins HOH. And I need to make sure that if I end up on the block next to Jackson, that he would vote to keep me. I'm pretty sure he would. I'm pretty sure he's not stupid enough to keep Jackson, but I just want to make sure. And yeah, that's the plan.
Right. So it's running through Nicole's mind that, and it's crazy that she's even considering it at all in the first place, just because of the fact that her and Cliff have been so tight all season, especially as of late, like they've been, it's been Cliff and Nicole. But you see Nicole over the past couple of days that she's been thinking about more and more, you know, thinking about if she should send Jess home or not. Holly, I heard yesterday a little bit talking about, are we making, like, we're definitely going to do this. Like, Cliff is still a threat too. And you know, nobody's actually considering it for more than, or at least Holly, you know, is not considering it too deeply, but they're, at the end of the day, it's hitting them. We are sending Jess home. Like, out of all the people in the house, out of Tommy, Christy, Nicole, Cliff, we are sending Jessica home. And this is Jackson's second HOH out of 3 weeks. Jackson sent home Sis. And Holly's looking at this like, we're really going to leave some of these bigger players in the house and send home Jess? So again, you know, it's kind of the decision has been made. Jess is going home, but I think it's hitting a couple of them that they're like, wow, there's still a lot of competition in the house. And this is what we're doing today.
Yeah. I mean, ever since Cliff won his HOH, he has always been seen as a big target in the house, a big threat to win the game ultimately. And it's often by the skin of his teeth that he is able to finagle things around and get himself to stay in the game. And yet again, there is a opportunity that has presented itself, and people aren't taking it. And we talked about this yesterday. I actually put out a poll on Twitter just because I wanted to see, because I know there are some people that did think that Nicole should be voting Cliff out here. And the main reason, and I wanted to know like what their takes were on that and like why they thought that. Ultimately, vast majority of people, 91% in the poll said she should vote out Jess, but there are people that think she should keep Jess. And the reason being that she basically can only beat Jess in the final two. And so if she votes Jess out, who does she have left that she can beat? But I went over this a little bit yesterday. I do think that ultimately she has to just play to get to the end. And I would rather take my chances with the jury than take my chances making it down to the final two, having another goat there next to me, who is more likely to be taken than me. I think Nicole has better odds in the jury than I think a lot of people expect of her. So I think she's making the right call here.
I'm like so far from being worried about Nicole having jury votes. I love Nicole. I want to see her do well. And I think that she, like, her biggest obstacle will be getting there, which I don't even think is that big of an obstacle for her. I think that when she gets down to it, suppose her and Cliff still end up in like a final three, final four situation, they're going to want Cliff out. They're going to say, well, Cliff can beat any of us. And somehow I think Nicole can find her way to the end, even if she doesn't win her way there. I'm not worried about her getting the votes. She already has Nick there that is obviously a strong advocate for her. In the past, just paying attention so close yesterday, Jackson loves Nicole so much. This is my little sister. I love her. I love her. I love her. Tommy yesterday says, I would give Nicole my vote hands down. I love her so much. I'm obsessed with her. So I don't see any issue in Nicole working her way to a couple votes, regardless of her not having the most flashy, impressive gameplay, whatever. There's been a couple of winners in the past couple of seasons who have not had the most flashy, impressive gameplay. If she gets there next to, honestly, anybody left. I mean, maybe against Cliff, they would say Cliff a little more impressive. He battled his way back. He made a couple of moves. I don't know, but I do not see a problem in Nicole winning the game. I think she can do it.
Yeah, you might call her a lion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I caught the whatever brought me back to Anthony. I agree. I think my biggest issue with Nicole right now is her theoretical plan in the double eviction, which still may or may not stand, to put up Tommy and Christy, and then if the veto is used, put up Jackson or Holly, and then potentially send Jackson or Holly out. I talked about that yesterday. I don't like that plan. I hope that they don't follow through with it. And then the next biggest concern is that she plans on taking Cliff, as far as I'm aware. That Cliff is the person she wants to be in the end with the most. I feel like Cliff is also the person she might have the most trouble beating, apart from maybe Jackson. What I would love to see for Nicole is if she won that final three HOH and Holly's sitting there, I would love for her to take Holly at this point, because I'm really starting to, I have gone a long ways since the Monday night roundtable on Holly's game. And I really am starting to feel like Holly is actually one of the bigger goats left in the house. I would prefer to see Nicole take Holly there if she had the option. But, either way, I do think she still could beat Cliff theoretically. Maybe if Cliff is the one to really piss off Tommy and Christy by winning this next double eviction HOH or something along those lines, maybe Cliff betrays Jackson and Holly at the final five or something along those lines, and that really pisses them off and he loses their votes. Something like that could happen. Nicole could earn some respect by winning some competitions down the road and taking Cliff with her and making it look like Cliff is the one being dragged along by her. There are lots of different ways that this can go, and jury votes are very unpredictable. So just get there, Nicole, and worry about the rest of it later.
Right. So, I mean, as for your concerns about Nicole and her plans for the double eviction tonight, luckily she doesn't win competition, so we don't even have to worry about what she might do, whatever. She's not winning. I love her, but I think she can. I don't. Honestly, I mean, I don't know if it's just a combination of she isn't putting her 100% in because she knows that she hasn't had to win or what, but she's had many opportunities. She's not won a single competition this season, and that's fine. She doesn't have to get blood on her hands every week. She's able to just kind of ride in the middle. She's able to, people come to her because they obviously need her vote. She really hasn't burned anybody. She's been in a good spot, and I think she's just probably not going to win many competitions towards the end game. Obviously numbers are dwindling, so there's more room for her to win. She could, you know, 1 in 5, 1 in 4, 1 in 3 shot. Maybe she will win something. But I think we're going to get to the point where even if she does win something, she puts up whoever. It's hard to feel burned by Nicole in the final four because she put up, you know, like, I'm not worried about it. I think she's fine.
Yeah. The last time we had a question competition, Nicole came in second place to Jess. Jess is going to be gone. That's all I'm saying.
Was Christy playing in that?
Yes. Okay. With her photographic memory.
Right. So, cause I before we hopped on here, I was like trying to remember what last season's double eviction comps were. Looked back, and they were in the booth. And I don't know if you've already talked about this recently, but Tyler won that. It was just a bunch of clips they were watching and then answering questions. So I have been feeling like Christy might end up taking it tonight. Sorry, everybody. But yeah.
Oh, you know, some people want that. And so I think lots of people are like, you know what, whichever way this goes, totally cool. But yeah, again, one of the other worries I have with Nicole is what I talked about yesterday, this wishy-washiness. Holly is going to comment on that today on the feeds that, she's so wishy-washy. I wish we could rely on her more. And so that could ultimately hurt her with the jury as well. But what are you going to do? Nicole goes to Cliff. She says, I'm very scared. I was told that I'm the swing vote. Cliff is like, look, you got to do what's best for your game, but I hope you know you're my person. He didn't say that. He said, I'm with you. I'm taking you to the end. I have stuck my neck out on the line for you before. I am going to bring you to the end. I know I'm a bigger target than you. He likes to point this out. I have criticized Cliff in the past for how he's handled Nicole. He, in the past, has spoken very logically to her. And, you know, when he was explaining the six deal that he made when he was on the block next to Kat, Nicole didn't love it, and she ended up spilling it to Jess. But Cliff has definitely improved and learned from those mistakes, and he is definitely talking to her at the level that she needs to be talked to here. It's an emotional and logical plea, and he's doing it in a way that doesn't seem overtly like blowing smoke. He's just reminding her of points that are valuable, like, look, I know that I'm gonna go before you, but I'm okay with that, because if I go I want you to succeed, which is a logical argument wrapped in an emotional one. And it's very successful. Not that it needed to convince her of anything, because she was already on board, but it didn't mess anything up, and really helped, get down to the core of the issue here. She says, "You're my guy. I'm choosing you, Cliff." And that's it. That's going to be, there's no more wishy-washiness. Cliff is staying at this point.
Yeah. And I'm with you on everything that you were just saying. I think that Cliff did a good job with Nicole. I just need Cliff to kind of relax on the whole, you know, do whatever's best for your game. If that means sending me home, that's fine. Like, I understand why he's saying it. I think it's generally an effective kind of sentiment to put out into the house to not make it seem like you're a huge threat who like needs to be here, wants to be here, will die for this game, because that is a little more threatening. But also at the end of the day, if Nicole is like, if she was actually considering both sides and she felt guilty about sending Nicole, I mean, about sending Cliff home, because he's, you know, been her rock for so long and they're so tight, and Cliff is like giving her permission to be like, yeah, you know, if you need to send me home, do it. I don't know. I understand what he's doing. I just need him to not say it over and over and over and over again, because if it got stuck in Nicole's head, he could be in trouble.
What I like about it though, is that, how he described it was, look, do what's best for your game. If you decide that voting me out is best for your game, I'm not gonna, you know, stand there and yell at you and be really, really mad at you. Or I'm not gonna do those things. I will accept it. I'm not going to yell at you at all. Like, implying that would be the like desired response, but that right. He is bigger than that and won't do it. But it's almost, again, it's almost a little bit threatening, but in a very nice way. Right. Yeah. So I enjoyed that. I don't know if he meant it that way, but that's, I think that's how it can come across. So,
and he says it to the cameras too, at one point in the day, he's like, you know what, if Nicole does whatever Nicole needs to do, I understand. I'm not going to hold it against her. I just don't know why he's putting all this energy out there to say like, it's fine. It's fine. If I go home, like, you are almost at the end, bud. Keep going.
Yes. He's putting that, he's manifesting it. Stop manifesting, Cliff.
He's like, I'm so proud I got this far in the game. And like, yeah, you did. You made your way back in the game. You're at final six. Like, I think his like ceiling is third place, because I agree with pretty much what a lot of people have been saying. It's hard to see a scenario where he gets taken to final two, but go for that third. The double evictions tonight. You live for this. This is your dream come true. Keep going.
I think there is a part of Cliff that is like, holy crap, I'm still here.
Yeah, 100%.
This is crazy.
Yeah, you can read it all over.
I thought I was going to be first out.
He's so surprised. I mean, it's just that he takes it all in. And that's why I think he means it when he looks around. He says to Tommy, or he says to Christy, like, I know how much this game means to you. I would be happy to see you win. And I know he's probably blowing smoke up their ass, but like, he also probably feels that, like, he wants to see a fan take down the game. I know he doesn't feel great about the prospects of Mickey. Why do I always do that?
I
always do that because I read it like that. I don't know. Mickey or Holly winning. I think he'd much rather see Tommy or Christy, but he also wants to win himself, so he needs to take them out in order to do so. I don't know. He's just loving the experience. So, you know, as a super fan, you know, it's nice to see.
Yeah, and I do think that there is a fire being lit here, because he is really starting to see the end of the game, and he's actually seeing a path for himself to win. And that's when people really start to, like, you know, sometimes when you're on top of the game, you're like, you're really in control, and if something goes wrong, you freak out. But a lot of times, especially if you've been on the bottom for a really long time, you just kind of start to accept that, this is just not my game. And there's not much fire there. We see that all the time. But when you start to get close to the end and you start to see like, wait a minute, maybe I can actually win this thing. That's when you really start to have a flame going. And I think that's really starting to get into Cliff's head. He's starting to see the finish. He's starting to see that he can win this game. And after this conversation with Nicole, where he essentially learns that she was wavering a little bit, he's going to be like, she went,
yikes, Nicole. Yikes.
Like, it hits it. Like, it's all well and good to say like, oh, you know, if I left here, it would be fine. I'm really proud of the way that I've played so far. But then when he learns that it was actually a possibility, he's like, wait a minute. No. That's Nicole. You better not be flipping on me. I can win this game. Hold on.
and she's not going to. She, you know, Christy has been somewhat effective in just making Nicole think a lot more than I think she otherwise would have. I don't think it's Tommy that's getting into Nicole's head at all. It really has been Christy that's just like, you know, Cliff and Jackson are pretty tight. You have to keep an eye on that, because at one point Nicole was even saying, well, if Cliff makes a move and then puts me up as a pawn, like I could go home. Like Cliff would never do that, but Nicole's thought process has been slightly altered just hearing what Christy has been saying. But luckily, like we said, Cliff is bringing her kind of back down to earth and saying, you know what, we're good, relax, everything's fine, we're good, let's keep moving.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we are there. They continue their discussion once it's locked in. You know, they are definitely going to be keeping Cliff in the game. They discuss who they want to side with here in the double eviction. They've talked about this before, but Nicole had kind of flipped over. She had been kind of convinced from Christy and Tommy. But again, from her discussion in the morning to the cameras, she has already sort of decided, actually, I'm flipping back over. And so Cliff says he thinks they should side with Jackson and Holly, target Tommy and Christy. Nicole says, yeah, I'm back on that as well. I'm not sure exactly what it was that flipped her back over. Maybe it was just the night's sleep and she thought about it some more. But she's on that train as well, that Tommy and Christy, they're dangerous in the game. Not only are they dangerous in the game in the sense that they have things up their sleeve, but they're also big mental threats. Like that's sort of their Cliff and Nicole's arena. And so by taking Tommy and Christy out, it gives them better odds to win those kinds of competitions. Theoretically, though, they do think that Jackson is overplaying his, I don't question good things. They think he's playing dumb. They actually think that Holly is going to be worse at question comps than Jackson. I think they're both going to be not the greatest, but sometimes you don't need to be great at question comps, especially in US. The questions tend to be relatively easy, but we'll have to wait and see on that.
I really think it could go either way tonight. I think they've been more so on the side of we want to stay working with Jackson and Holly, especially through this double. Like, you know, Tommy and Christy have to be the targets. But honestly, I think a switch could flip in either of their heads throughout the day today, tonight, when they're doing the competition. It could depend on who, like if Cliff or Nicole wins the HOH and say Christy comes in second, that could be like, all right, we need to get Christy and Tommy up. Say Holly comes in second, they're like, all right, Holly was this close to winning power again, it needs to be Holly and Jackson. So I honestly, like, it's been so close, and you have to think that they are leaning towards the Jackson and Holly side. They've kept them safe for the past few weeks. They've been pushing Final Four with them, while Tommy and Christy, you know, they talk to them and they say, you know, they say things to each other like, hey, let's work together, we should get to the end. I want to see you guys do well, but it doesn't really hold any water. It doesn't mean anything to them. Jackson and Holly have proved the past few weeks that they are on their side. So I think at the end of the day, it does make sense why they're going to go after Tommy and Christy, but it really could go either way.
Yes. So that's kind of what they're thinking. They discuss the potential nominations. They discuss potentially nominating one from each side. Don't love that.
No.
Then they just say, no, can't do that. That would probably be bad. We should nominate two from one side. But then Nicole says, but if one of Tommy or Christy wins the veto, then we put up, you know, like Jackson and see where the chips fall. I talked about this yesterday. I really don't like this plan. I feel like it's the worst world. It's the worst of both worlds, that you've now betrayed Tommy and Christy and then also betrayed Jackson and Holly. So they have both an emotional reason to gun for you and a strategic one, because you are the last pair remaining in the game. And both Tommy and Christy can play in the next HOH. If you, I don't love that. I don't love that. I think that if you target Tommy and Christy, you need to stick with Tommy and Christy, as one of them needs to go. And then you have to bank on Jackson and Holly staying true to the deal, which I think they probably would. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm curious, because if Tommy and Christy go up on the block, I think that's the most likely scenario. I mean, obviously, unless two of them win. If Mickey goes up as the replacement nominee, they're going to have a hard time not voting to evict him. If he's up on the block, if they can get away with it in the sense of, we didn't do this at first, this wasn't our plan, and then we needed a replacement nominee, and then we thought, okay, this is our shot, we have to take it, this guy is a comp beast, we have to get him out, I think he could still end up going home. So, I mean, even if they don't choose to target, you know, that showman's right away, I think he could still end up going home if the veto gets used. It's completely anybody's game tonight.
Mm. So that's where they stand. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Cliff is going to talk with Tommy. It's campaign day, campaign Wednesday. And so Cliff talks to Tommy. They talk about the fact that there's a big threat in the house. Lots of alluding to the fact that they will be targeting Jackson and Holly. Nicole also talked to Cliff about this. Cliff said he didn't want to say too much to Jackson or to Tommy or Christy, which is what I was concerned about yesterday. He said, if I have you and I have Holly, I don't want to say too much, screw things up, which is definitely the right play there. But what he does say is he's essentially trying to incentivize Tommy and Christy into winning the HOH and targeting Jackson and Holly by saying, look, Tommy, if you win the next HOH and you take a shot, then I can promise you that if I win the next one, I won't target you. Like, you will not be leaving yourself exposed to me. I will not be targeting you. You know, that leaves very few other people. I'm not targeting Nicole. But you would be safe. He's basically saying whoever takes down that bounty will get a pass from me. So you don't need to worry about being the one to win it. He's essentially trying to incentivize them to not throw the HOH, which is kind of the opposite of what Jackson Holly will later want him to do. But he's able to pretty much get away with it. A lot of people were thinking that Cliff was saying that he was promising not to target them this week. That wasn't what he was doing. He was promising that if they win the HOH, take a shot, he won't target them the following week. They're taking that as he will continue and sweep up the remainder of Jackson and Holly. I think what he means is whoever takes down the bounty gets the pass, and their partner is the one that takes the fall.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense. I think, you know, the way he set that up is, you know, he gave himself an out so that he can still make that move next week if that's what he wants to do, which will be what he wants to do. And, you know, it's exactly what he just said to both of them. Christy, if you take the shot, you're good. No worries. But Tommy, you know, he's not going to say this, but Tommy's still going to probably be on the block against whoever's left. You know, if it's Holly or Jackson, same, you know, if it's the other way around, and that makes the most sense. But you also have to consider that some of these competitions that are coming up, just the way that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I see Cliff or Nicole being the ones who win them anyway. So even if Tommy wins tonight, or say Tommy or Christy win tonight, they take that shot. Cliff and Nicole are still promising safety or whatever, but when the time comes and say Tommy and Christy are still in the house, are they going to go after Holly if Jackson leaves? No, they're probably going to put up Cliff and Nicole and try to separate that duo. So as much as Cliff is making these promises on one side, I'll be interested to see what Cliff is thinking if the other two stay in power and then Cliff ends up on the block after this week or this coming week.
Yeah. Cliff and Nicole also discussed that their ideal final four would be one from each pair. And the one that they would probably choose from each pair would probably be something along the lines of Holly and maybe Christy. But, you know, they could go either way on Tommy or Christy, and they have gone back and forth on that one. But their ideal is one from each pair. So it would not surprise me at all if they went to target whichever pair was in power in the double eviction, if they had that opportunity.
I'm slightly terrified we're going to end up with Jackson or Holly just HOH back to back tonight. The next one, the next one, the next one. Like, I can kind of see it. I don't want it, but
it's never happened before. I don't know if Jackson and Holly are the people to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they might not need it if they get through tonight. If Cliff or Nicole win, they keep those two safe. I mean, it won't be a continuous streak, but they could start again with the next HOH that'll come in a couple hours after the double eviction tonight and just keep going.
Yeah, I feel like if the trio of Tyler, Casey, and Angela couldn't win all of the competitions down the stretch in one of the most winnable stretches of competitions, I feel like they were all better competitors than Jackson and Holly. So I feel like it's probably not going to happen here.
Yeah, I mean, that final four is where JC won his HOH. That's where Paris won her HOH. So, you know, maybe that's Nicole's HOH to win.
There you go. So, Jess is going to campaign all day.
Is she?
And I'm just going to let you guys know that it doesn't go anywhere, and I'm not going to recap it. She talks to every single person sometimes for hours at a time. And she did tell, well, there was one thing she told Jackson. She was like, hey, Jackson, really? Your HOH is sis and me. Sis and me, those are the two people you get out. That's not going to look very good. That was probably the best thing she said.
She's not wrong. I mean, and who told her to say that? Not her.
Yeah.
None of this, nothing that's coming out of her mouth is an original thought that's not being, you know, fed from Christy. I mean, and the stuff that is original thoughts is just useless campaigning that's terrible, and she just should save her breath.
Yeah. The plan yesterday that I talked about was that if Tommy and Christy felt that Nicole wasn't gettable to flip her vote, that that the plan would be for Jess to go offer Jackson a deal, that she would put up Nicole and Tommy if she won the HOH. They actually backed away from that. When they found out that Nicole, or they sort of got the sense that Nicole wasn't on board to keep Jess, they kind of just gave up on it. They said, you know what? Their talks with Cliff went well enough that they were like, I actually feel like going with Cliff is the better option. They still would have loved to keep Jess, but they decided to not keep fighting for that in worrying that it would ruin their chances with Cliff and Nicole, which is what I wish they had been thinking days ago, because I do think they would have had an opportunity to actually get Cliff and Nicole instead of just thinking that they had Cliff and Nicole.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. Side note, that this is like, what, the fourth eviction in a row, not counting Tommy's HOH, that somebody has gone home that he would kind of prefer did not go home. You know, Jack, Sis, Nick, and Jess now, like in every single one of those situations, he wanted the other person to go home. Obviously, he had his HOH somewhere in the middle there where he sent Kat home. But for such a great player and one of the like highest rated in the stock watch all season, it's crazy. It's just everybody's going home that he doesn't want to go home.
Yeah, I mean, it's, his rating was like 90% his positioning, and his game is also 90% his positioning, because he still is just kind of, it's like when he, you know, those clips of like somebody in a car, but then the car is like falling apart. And so the car is falling apart all around him, but it was driving. And so Tommy is like, the car is just falling apart everywhere. And now it's literally just Tommy in the seat, skidding along the road with the momentum from before. And he's just like, please let this be enough. That's basically what we've got left here with Tommy.
Yeah. And I mean, he's survived this long because of his strong connection with Jackson and Holly, that, you know, they felt good about him every week. And they're always like, all right, well, we can target Tommy's friends, but we're not touching Tommy. We love Tommy too much. But we're getting to a point where there's nobody left. And Jackson and Holly keep getting pissed off when they hear that Tommy might have said something bad about them. And I'm like, people, there's nobody left. Who do you want to target? Like, he's been taking Christy off the block every week. I don't know what they expect, but I think everybody's just kind of looked at Tommy like, we love Tommy so much, he could never say a bad thing about us, right? And now it's like, oh, well, no, he's got to try to take you out if he wants to win.
Rob in the chat says, the car is falling apart. All right. Can you do a New Yorker accent, Matt?
Probably not. I mean, do I have a New Yorker accent?
Long Island accent?
Anyone in the chat, feel free to tell me if I have like a distinct Long Island accent. I don't know.
Can you do one?
Probably not. I think I could do literally any other accent better, just because nobody sounds like that to me. Everybody sounds normal.
All right. So Jess, again, is going to spend the day campaigning. She talks to Nicole. She talks to Christy for hours. She talks to Jackson for hours, so on and so forth. It's not going to go anywhere. And it's about it. Also things that are going to be happening. There are a lot of like mini conversations throughout the day, a lot of similar conversations. So I'm going to summarize some of them, just for your sanity. Cliff and Nicole are going to talk with Holly and Jackson at various points throughout the day, letting Jackson and Holly know that Christy and Tommy are now just coming out and saying it, they're targeting Holly and Jackson. In fact, Christy has sworn to both Nicole and Cliff, I swear to you, I swear on my sister, I am gunning for the HOH and I am targeting Jackson and Holly. And so both Cliff and Nicole have let Jackson and Holly know that that Christy is swearing that she is targeting them, and they are pissed about it. Especially with Christy. They are continuing to want Christy out before Tommy. They talked to Cliff about that. Cliff agreed with them in that moment, but again, a little less sure when he's with Nicole. So it really could go either way. It seems like Christy's probably in the most danger when it comes to a Cliff, Nicole, or Holly win tonight, but it could definitely also go to Tommy. I think it's completely up in the air at this point. They also come to the conclusion, it gets to the point where like Cliff is like, yeah, they're saying this. And then Jackson's like, well, yeah, but they're saying to us that they're targeting you. And he's saying, well, yeah, and I'm saying to them that we're targeting you. And they're like, I mean, everyone's just saying the same thing to everyone. Cliff is like, this is going to make for a good episode. Just a montage of everyone saying the same thing to everyone.
One of those houses. And then they all like meet up in the HOH room and play backgammon and pretend like nothing is going on, even though they were literally just scheming against each other for the past few hours. Like sometimes you get houses where everybody can like fake it for a while. And that's like, that's this season. I like it so much better when they can't. And then they just fight the entire time. And you go into this double eviction tonight with like a lot of tension in the air. But instead, this house is like so boring where it's just like nobody's fighting with each other. They're all just kind of hiding everything that they're doing and pretending like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's interesting. And so basically what Holly and Jackson feel is that Christy and Tommy are lying to their faces. So they actually encouraged Cliff and Nicole to say, yeah, we are targeting Jackson and Holly, so that Tommy and Christy might feel comfortable enough to throw the HOH to Cliff and Nicole. Again, Jackson and Holly thinking that like they're puppet masters here and that they can get Tommy and Christy to throw the HOH because they don't want to betray, go back on their word. And in the meantime, get Cliff and Nicole to be the ones to go back on their word and do the dirty work for them. Though Holly will be fighting for that HOH. But obviously what's happening here is that, Tommy and Christy are not planning on throwing the HOH. If anything, Cliff and Nicole are encouraging them to win the HOH. Because for Cliff and Nicole, they are going to gun for the HOH. They do feel like they need, they want to make sure with a house this unstable, you never want to leave things to chance. And also Nicole feels like she needs to get some wins on her resume if she wants to have a shot in the final two. And so, those are some reasons why they're gunning for it. But if they don't win, they're not going to be unhappy, because whichever way it goes kind of works out for them.
Yeah. I mean, look, this guy 6 days ago, decided he was going to make Jessica his target for this week. It wasn't just like an oops, Jessica's the only one left on the block, we'll send her home. Jessica was his target from day one of this week. So having this guy be the exact same guy who thinks that Tommy and Christy are going to throw an HOH in a double eviction or just any kind of throw in this crucial part of the game, not surprised by this, this logic coming out of, Jackson's, you know, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So after Jackson and Holly learn that Christy is like saying blatantly swearing on her sister that she is coming for them, they bring Christy into the HOH room and Jackson's like, hey, something feels up. Something feels, it feels off. Are you okay? Is everything all right? You know, plan still in motion here. You know, you're targeting Cliff and Nicole. Just absolutely, I swear on my sister, I am not coming for you. Like she promises them, and then she leaves. And Jackson says to her, oh yeah, I wanted her to say it in front of the cameras and in front of America.
Who's with this guy?
I wanted everyone to see, because now she can't go back on it. She has to throw it. She has to.
Yeah, Mr. I learned the cameras exist on day 30. Is, you know, his occasional times where he remembers the cameras are there, he's like, oh, I can use this to my advantage. No, you can't. Shut up. Everyone sees what you do.
Yeah, Holly's like, she's full of it. She's lying to us. And he's like, yeah, but I just wanted everyone to see.
Okay,
because we're really gonna judge her so bad in the Big Brother game. How dare she go back on her word? What a terrible person.
That's what America hates about Christy, that she goes back on her word.
Yeah. Holly talks to Holly's been talking to the cameras some more, and I don't know how she manages to make it like annoying. But like, she, Holly talks to the cameras like she is doing a talk show.
Like she's like doing her Instagram advertisements. Like, yeah. She's speaking to her followers.
So first of all, she's almost never talked game up until yesterday. And that's why I haven't talked about it before, because she's been talking to the cameras for a couple of weeks now. And most of what she does is like, here is the chocolate that I eat. Aren't you so interested in this? It's actually a pretty good one. I like this one. Sometimes I like this other one better. This is the mustard that we use. What do you think about this, guys? Follow me on Instagram. Like, it's very annoying.
Can you send this to my best friend? She's running my account and she'll probably post this picture. So make sure that you guys get this to her. Her handle is...
Can you guys please send me clips of me looking cute? That would be lovely if you could do that.
How are my horses? And has anyone checked in my horses? Could you give me a little camera not up and down if my horses are doing well?
So now she's finally talking game, but the way she's talking game is even more annoying than the rest of it, because she's like, you know, back in Wyoming, because of course
she's from Wyoming.
In Wyoming, people are just always honest and nice, and I never have to not trust you. But in this game, I have to deprogram myself from amazing Wyoming land and not trust people like I normally would. And I hope that I'm playing this game well. I think you guys can see that, you know, being from Wyoming, I lead with my morals and I play with my morals, and I'm proving that you can play this game with your morals, and we're all about morals and doing the right thing. Jackson and I, that's really what we're proving in this game. It's really hard, guys, but we're doing it because we're great people. And, that's my game talk.
Thanks, Holly. Really got a lot out of that.
And like, you can also tell she's like, she's trying so hard to like craft her image, and it's just like, she's, when Cliff talks to the cameras, he's just full on stream of consciousness. Like, I watched this movie one time. It was really good. Don't know if I can trust this person. He's talking to himself. Holly is talking to an audience, and she's so, I really love Cliff. He's a great guy. Don't know. I mean, maybe he's playing us. I mean, that's the thing. Sometimes you can't trust people in this game. Like, she's lecturing us. She's explaining, like, yeah, it's annoying. I don't like it.
Remember when Kat said that her best friends were the cameras? So maybe Holly felt a little connection when Kat left. She's like, oh, well, these guys are friends with Kat, so I'll just be friends with the cameras now.
Maybe. So Christy, in the meantime, is going to go and have a bit of a mental breakdown to Tommy after she has to lie to Jackson upstairs. She's like, I hate having to pretend to that guy. I hate having to just, I've been walking on eggshells around this guy for a month. And he's been in power. I've had to wash his dishes, and I've had to pretend that I like him. And I just want to blow him up right now. I just want to call him out and say, you know what? You're not working with Cliff. Then prove it and vote him out. That's what I want to do right now. And Tommy's like, I don't think that's going to work. She's like, I don't care. She's just like, she's going from like sad to angry to like laughing evilly about Jackson. She's really, she's had a month on the block and a month of Jackson, Holly in power, and they make her skin crawl and she just can't handle it anymore.
And the past couple of weeks, especially when Zingbot came by, she was able to get her jabs in. She was able to call him a douchebag in front of like the whole house. She could kind of have that friendly relationship with him, but they've kind of slipped apart a little bit this week, especially after, you know, he nominated her, and now she's, you know, it's just become very clear that they're no longer working together, and now she can't get those jabs in, which probably made her feel better along the way. So now she's holding it in even more and just pretending like, hi, no, you guys are still good. I swear on my sister. I promise. Everything's good. So it's just all building up inside of her. But tonight's the night. I'm so excited. So I'm done with the storyline. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, this is the woman that Jackson thinks he has cleverly backed into a corner and forced her to throw the HOH.
Yes. A genius before his time.
Mm. So she says, and now Jess is going home, isn't she? Well, I don't think we have Nicole. Tommy's like, yeah, I don't think we have Nicole. Now we have to trust Cliff. Tommy's like, do we? Like, yeah, I mean, I believe him. I think he wants to throw the HOH to us. I think that he wants us to win and take out Jackson and Holly. That's what I got from him. And Tommy's like, yeah, you're right. That's the sense that I got as well. So they feel pretty comfortable with that. And they said, Christy has zero respect for Holly or her game, that she claims that she just doesn't want to just be Jackson's girlfriend. Then stop just being Jackson's girlfriend and play your own game, Holly. Like this is what I queued up at the beginning of the update. I'm really starting to feel like Holly is not going to do very well in a jury vote. Certainly against Jackson, but also probably against some other people as well. Tommy, the night before or two nights before, had been talking about how he sees her as just along for the ride. Christy doesn't have respect for her game. A lot of people are looking at Jackson as the driver here and Holly as the passenger. And I have to say, I think she's put that on herself. Mm-hmm. I think that it was all that talk about like freaking out about her perception and how she's being portrayed on the show and how she's just Jackson's girlfriend. Nobody talked about her in those terms before. They talked about her like they respected her, like they appreciated her gameplay. And that's why we were like, hey, Holly has a great chance of winning this thing. But I feel like she manifested this reality where she is just along for the ride. And now that's the narrative that people are going with. And I think it's really going to bite her here.
Check my tweets. I think I called this a couple weeks ago. I didn't think Holly could win. I saw it when the cis eviction started to form. I agree with something that Brent was saying, I think, on Twitter last night. She's kind of doing the same kind of Tyler Paul thing of just not owning up to a lot of things that are going on in the game. She's talking to Jess last night. She's not being 100% honest with her about what's going on, while people like Jackson are telling her, you know, if it's a tie tomorrow, I'm sending you home. I apologize. I love you. It's nothing to do with you. And Holly's not giving her a straight answer. Holly did this the entire time that the thing was going on with Sis, and there was already tension between the two of them in the first place. They were so close in the beginning of the season. They started to split apart. And then obviously Sis got annoyed when Holly was clearly picking Jackson over her. And then Holly would be like, oh no, Jackson didn't tell me anything. I had no idea what was going on. It's like, yes, you did. No one believes you for a second that you didn't know what was going on in your boyfriend's HOH. Like, no matter what they were trying to sell them, it didn't make any sense. I feel like it's been building up. I mean, what kind of love does Jack have for her? I'm just looking at the jury votes as they pile in. The only one so far, or obviously Kat's a built-in vote for Holly. But the only person that's on their way to the jury house so far that I think is an advocate for her would be Nick. And at that point, like, what's Nick's vote going to do? He's not convincing Tommy or Christy, who have been in the house longer, that, you know, Holly deserves the win over whoever she's sitting next to. I agree. I don't think she's got a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as say no shot, but I think that she's looking like one of the least likely winners of a jury vote, almost regardless of who she sits next to. I think her and Nicole are probably the least likely. Maybe I think her, Nicole, and Christy really at this point are the bottom three, which
Nicole beats her 8-1, in my opinion. And I think the only person that she could potentially win against would be Mickey if the two of them get there together somehow, because both of them aren't loved, and maybe Holly gets the win there. But I think against Cliff, against Tommy, Christy, Nicole, I think anybody else, I don't think she can win.
Yeah, I will say this though, I do think that it's a very fluid game, and I think it will be a fairly fluid jury. I think that when I'm making these predictions, at least I'm making them in the same sense that I'm making them in the game. I don't feel super confident about it. I'd say that I think Holly has probably one of the least likely chances of winning, but that doesn't mean that she can't win, in my opinion. I think that there's a lot of different ways that this can go, because things are still so up in the air and all over the place in this house. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Last time I was on a podcast, it was right before Jackson's first HOH. And I said that Sis was a lock for final two. And then she got evicted the next week. So maybe Holly's our winner.
There you go. So they really think that Cliff's going to throw the HOH, Tommy and Christy, and they have no respect for Holly or a game. They also say that they need to put up Holly and Jackson. They're reaffirming that. And Tommy said, I think Jackson might stay. Christy's like, why? I think he might win the veto. And if that happens, they need to take out Holly. They said one of them needs to go. They are sure of that. They are not changing. So if Cliff somehow ended up on the block or Nicole ended up on the block next to Holly, they would still vote out Holly. We kind of assumed that was the case, but we do have confirmation from Tommy and Christy that that is the plan as of right now. So that's important to know as well.
Hey, she can't lose a jury vote if she's not even there. So that'll make it a little easier for us to debate.
There you go. So Cliff and Nicole are going to check in again. He again, you know, assures her that, you know, they're good. They're making it to the end. They're pretty adorable when they're like, ah, it could be the two of us. That would be the dream. And Cliff's very good at that because it really appeals to, like, Nicole even says to Cliff, like, if I'm going to lose to somebody, it better be you, Cliff. So he's really locking in Nicole as the person that is willing and capable of bringing him to the final two if he's not able to win that final three HOH himself. So that's good. So they're talking about that. They talk more about the double eviction. They're still not completely solid on what the plan is, but the initial plan is definitely Tommy and Christy on the block. Everybody plays in the veto. I would definitely give big odds to Jackson to win it. I expect the veto to be something fairly physical and
I don't know about that.
Puzzly.
Because we saw, do you remember last year's veto? It was a complete crapshoot.
It wasn't it a puzzle?
No, last year's veto was the one that Angela. Yeah, she dropped the ball, and they had to like put blocks or whatever around their course to like get the ball to go in the right spot. But that was like way more crapshooty than I would say anything that takes any kind of skill. Angela won that.
Well, Angela was good. She won a bunch of things.
Okay, good, fair. But just the I remember watching that comp, and it was like the stupidest. It was completely crapshooty. So I mean, if tonight's anything like that, if it's the clown shoe kind of thing, then of course I give Jackson the edge. But if it's any kind of crapshoot, just roll a ball down a thing. Then again, Cliff is good at rolling a ball down a thing. So I don't know.
Persephone says, "Is it a tactical puzzle?" I don't know. Probably it's kind of tactical. I think just speed in which he operates is going to give him a leg up on anybody. And also just, I think he is very good at in competition strategy. So I would give, like, I would expect him to do well in anything that is both physical and strategic that doesn't require studying. So I really think he'll do well. I mean, just seeing how he operated the Frankie ball thing that veto, you know, he knew the right strategy for that. He knew the right strategy for the egg one. He was great at hide and go veto. He had the perfect logic. He totally knew that Jess would hide her thing under the bed, which has not been talked about enough.
I know. That was amazing to watch.
How? I was gonna hide it under my bed, not even in the mattress, straight under the bed.
And what did she do with the pillow? Like, she took the pillowcase off the pillow and just left the pillow on the bed. So it seemed pretty obvious that a pillowcase was missing. At least Jackson went in, grabbed clothes from one of the dressers. So nobody was looking to see what clothes were missing. But if you see a pillowcase is gone, you're probably thinking that it's covering a veto. I don't know. Yeah. The most Jessica thing she's done all season.
All right. So I wouldn't necessarily say I give Jackson like the best odds in the world, but I think he has a leg up over anyone else in whichever double eviction veto it's going to be, whether it's that, you know, one we saw last season or the clown shoe or anything like that. There is definitely a lot of variance and luck involved in those types of vetoes. But I think Jackson would have a leg up. Obviously, Tommy, I think, could do well at them, and potentially, if it is the puzzly one, I think Cliff could do well as well. But we'll just have to wait and see on that. It'll be fun. Double eviction.
I'm excited. It's finally here, even though it could have been next week when we were all together watching it live in New York City. But not better.
Yes. So just to recap here, looking forward to tonight, when you're watching and you're thinking about like, what are the ramifications of this particular scenario? We're looking at Tommy and Christy. If they win, they are putting up Jackson and Holly. If Jackson doesn't win the veto, I expect Jackson to go home. If he does win the veto, Holly will go home. If Cliff or Nicole or Holly win, I believe that Tommy and Christy will be on the block. If Cliff or Nicole are HOH and one of Tommy or Christy win the veto, and I would expect Jackson to probably go up. And if Jackson goes up, then either Jackson or Holly could go up, obviously, but there's a possibility that they might change their target. So watch out for that. And that they might end up taking out Jackson instead of Tommy or Christy. If Holly is HOH, I would expect that not to be the case. Obviously, she would put up Tommy and Christy. If one of them won the veto, I would expect that Cliff goes up on the block and they would send Tommy and or Christy out the door. I would give odds that if Tommy and Christy are on the block, Christy is the one to go. Jackson and Holly are likely controlling the votes anyway, and they would choose for Christy to leave. If Holly was HOH and Cliff and Nicole controlled the votes, they might say, hey, we would prefer Tommy to go. And so Tommy might leave in that particular instance. But I would say probably something like, it's like 60-40. I think Christy goes to Tommy goes, something like that.
Yeah, they do not want to lose to Christy. They want Christy out. They're tired of looking at her. They're tired of thinking about her. They want Christy out of the game, so there's no chance that she beats them. So I think I'd probably put it like 70-30. If Christy and Tommy are on the block together, that they send Christy home.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what's headed your way in the double eviction. Make sure you tune in tonight after the show. We'll be live to recap what went down. Should be a fun one. You can also find me on Twitch at Armstrong Taren, or sorry, at twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be live today with the Stockwatch stream. We're going to go over all of these potential scenarios and then forecast into the next week as well, in terms of who might be looking good next week and who would be a good buy or sell and all of that. But it's even if you're not participating in the Stockwatch, it can be fun just to talk about future scenarios and go through those with a fine tooth comb. So tune in for that. I will, of course, also be live after the podcast tonight to talk through the results of the double eviction and hopefully talk through the new HOH result and all of that. So tune in for that. Just find me on Twitch. It'll be fun. I promise. You can find me on Twitter as well at Armstrong Taren. I will be live tomorrow morning at noon Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Matt, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Matt Liguori, and throw this in. If you are a fan of The Challenge, MTV's The Challenge, starting this season, Brian Scally, as a lot of you know, Brian Scally and I are doing a weekly podcast instead of just a couple check-ins during the season over on the Dom and Colin podcast. So please feel free to check us out. We're probably recording today, and it's been a fun season so far. So check that out.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.